The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected. A place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from rainy Southern California. And oh, thank you, universe. I am loving this rain. It's just what we needed. Keep it coming. We've got a really terrific Law of Attraction show for you tonight. And I'm thrilled that you could be here because we're talking with Law of Attraction coach Rita Hurry from the UK. And she really knows her stuff. And so I'm so happy to introduce you to her. But before we bring Coach Rita on the air, I want to talk about some really fabulous new discoveries that have been floating around in the collective consciousness and now has been brought down into our reality. Remember back in December 2012, you know, that date of December 21st that everyone was so afraid of, the end of the world? Well, turns out it was actually. It really was the end of the dark ages for all of us. I mentioned then that on December 21st, there was an opening into a new era, the golden age. And by golly, I was right. I mentioned that we are going to see some incredible stuff like the end of illness, disease, and even cancer. Actually, that was the Mayan message. And guess what? In just 2 years, incredible new information is flowing into us, and nothing is going to stop the flow because we are getting it downloaded to us intuitively. It sounds weird, but it's true. I just want to let you know some incredible things that I found out just this week. The American Cancer Society admitted last week that 30% of cancers will heal itself if left untreated. That's right. Heal itself. The American Cancer Society also admitted that chemotherapy only has a 2-4% success rate. Huh? That means your chances of surviving cancer is incredibly higher if you do absolutely nothing. Well, that's amazing information coming out of this organization who funds cancer research. And not only that, doctors are now admitting that the cancer industry is not only a huge money-making platform, it's also incredibly political. Well, I think we already knew that. But knowing that every single listener out there has lost a family member or close friend to this disease, to cancer. Well, this is incredibly important information. Now, I really wanted to do some due diligence before I reported this to you. So I went searching, and guess what I found? Even more information that will blow your mind. There is a book by Andreas Moritz entitled Cancer is Not a Disease, It's a Survival Mechanism. Now, Moritz states, it will perhaps astound you to learn that if you are afflicted with any of the root causes of cancer, which, by the way, constitute the real illness, you will most likely die quickly unless your body actually grows cancer cells. In this work, Moritz proposes the understanding that cancer is a healing process that we ought to support, not suppress or fight. He provides evidence that this rather unorthodox approach to healing cancer is far more effective than the methods that involve destroying it. Moritz further claims the body's final healing mechanism, will only kick in after the body's main waste removal and detoxification mechanisms have already been rendered inefficient. Now, you can learn more about this by going to www.naturalnews.com and put in that search engine, cancer is not a disease, and it will bring you up all the information with this book and even more. That's really mind-blowing. Moritz continues, unfortunately, there is basic misconceptions or complete lack of awareness about the true reasons behind malignant tumor growth. However, as some are about to find out, cancer really is on your side and not against you. Unless we change our perception of what cancer really is, it will most likely resist treatment, particularly the most advanced and commonly applied methods. And that could be because of our emotions surrounding the fear about cancer. So if you have cancer, and cancer is indeed part of the body's complex survival responses, and it's not a disease, you have to find answers to some of the most important questions about your cancer. Like, 1, what reason coerced your body into developing cancer cells? Good question. 2, once you have identified these reasons, how will you be able to deal with them to allow your body to heal? 3, if cancer is indeed a healing mechanism, what will you need to do to avoid the body having to employ such extreme measures of self-preservation in the future? 5, since the body's original genetic design always favors the continuance of life and protection against adversities of any kind, how then could the body possibly permit a genetic change to occur that causes its own demise? Oh my God, this is incredible. I love this. This guy is brilliant. But he continues here with another question. Why do almost all cancers disappear by themselves without medical intervention? Another important question is, do radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery actually cure cancer in some people? Or do cancer patients heal themselves in spite of the radical side effect loaded treatments? What roles do fear, frustration, low self-esteem, low self-worth, and repressed anger play in the origination and outcome of the cancer? And why do so many children develop brain tumors or leukemias? These are such important questions that the Western medicine has not answered, have not even asked. And this brilliant man, Andreas Moritz, has actually put these and more answers for you in the book, Is Cancer a Disease? He also goes on to state, and many of us already know this, that cancer can be your greatest opportunity to help restore balance to all aspects of your life. But it can also be the catalyst of severe trauma and suffering if you perceive it as a threat to your life. So what he's basically saying is we've got to change the way we think about cancer. Oh my goodness, this is powerful. Either way, you're going to discover that you are always in control of your body. To live in a human body, you must have access to a certain amount of life-sustaining energy. You may either use this inherent energy for nourishing and healing the body, or waste it on fighting a battle against disease that medical theory believes is out to kill you. The choice is yours. Isn't that not amazing? And all this time, the fear about the big C has had a dramatic effect upon our health. And unfortunately, those big pharmaceuticals have been playing on our fears. Today, you can change that by purchasing this book by Andreas Moretz. Cancer is not a disease, it's a survival mechanism. I will also tell you that Moretz was strongly ridiculed for his approach to cancer, and unfortunately, he died 2 weeks before December 21st, 2012, and no one is specifying a reason. No one. We don't know why he died. But based on the information that we now know about pH levels and alkaline water and baking soda and molasses and even cannabis studies that have brought the body back into alignment with its physical energy, it appears that Andreas Moretz could have been a huge threat to a big money-making business. In any case, I'm thrilled to report that we are on our way to being free of the fear of cancer. And as he stated, this fear is the biggest threat to our health. And we all know that what you focus on will bring more to you. So if you're fearful of cancer, you won't focus in on the reason behind it. You will just be fearful, and that will allow the cancer to continue to grow. Also, I want to mention that in this issue of the Science Behind the Law of Attraction magazine, we put a video of Greg Braden showing a medicineless hospital in China that dissolved a tumor in the bladder in just 3 minutes by simply using three energy healers. You can actually see the tumor, the actual tumor, dissolve right in front of your eyes. It's amazing stuff. Basically, what you and I need to do, dear listeners, is to forget all of the distractions that the mainstream media is putting out and riling everybody up with. If we can stay focused on all this amazing new information flowing into us, we will see that we have truly entered the golden age, a time where disease is no longer an issue, where we are in control of our own health, our own bodies. And that's amazing. We're not living life by default. We're not just by chance getting something that's going to turn around and kill us. That's not how it works. We are able to completely heal ourselves. It's such an exciting time to be alive. So don't get lost in all the propaganda out there. Stay tuned in to this magnificent new era that we are experiencing. It's so wonderful, and I'm so grateful to be seeing it through my own eyes. So sit back, relax, kick your feet up, get a cool beverage, or continue driving. We'll be right back with Coach Rita right after these words.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we are back. Now, I'm going to give you, my wonderful listeners, a gift. If you have not already signed up For the Science Behind the Law of Attraction magazine, go to loaradionetwork.com and go to the LOA magazine page. And if you sign up, put your name and email address, you will get a free subscription. That means you will get a confirmation email that has the coupon code in it. And that will allow you to receive this subscription absolutely free. Now, just to let you know, you can now view the entire magazine, links and videos through your smartphone, iPad, tablet, or even your computer. We got all the glitches fixed so that you can go get it and read it. You're going to love it. I think the articles are great. The videos are exceptionally powerful. Everything about this magazine I am so, so proud of. And it's expanding with every issue. So sign up now and make sure that you are notified with your free coupon code for every issue. Now, let's talk to Law of Attraction Coach Rita Hurry, coming to us from the UK. I think you're really going to walk away from the show tonight feeling so good about life in general. Well, welcome, Coach Rita, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am thrilled that you could join me all the way from the UK today.
Thank you for having me, Jules. It's a pleasure to actually be on your radio show. And congratulations on the magazine. I've read it and it's fantastic.
Well, thank you. We are loving it and we're having so much fun with it. Every single second, people are signing up for it. So we are thrilled with the success. So thank you for mentioning that. Let's start talking about you, because you are a Law of Attraction coach. And yeah. This is such great information that I think our listeners need to know about the difference between a life coach and a law of attraction coach. So I wanted to start off first and talk about you and how you got started in the law of attraction.
Well, it was purely by accident, really. I was listening to a podcast and it was talking about the law of attraction and sort of the five ways to manifest what you want. And I was quite intrigued because I liked the idea that we're creators, and that really resonated with me. And I think it's something that I've always loved being independent. I've always loved being in control of my life. So, you know, that whole persona of being my creator, being the creator of who I am and not reliant on anyone, was the thing that actually drew me to it. So, I mean, I listened to a few podcasts and then I actually went on the internet and did a search and checked out a bit more information. And I came across the book The Secret, which I'm sure everyone, you know, knows and has probably, you know, read it by now. But that sort of brought to light everything about the law of attraction for me at the beginning stages. And it was just like, wow, this makes sense. This is something that not only did I resonate, but it was something that touched me deep inside. And I thought, you know, I'm going to run with this. I'm going to give it a go and see how far I go with it. And I'm happy to say that although I've done a lot more learning, a lot more research and a lot more things that work for me personally since reading The Secret, it's the law of attraction has just been an amazing impact on my life. And it's something that I'm passionate about, which is hence why I'm a law of attraction coach.
You know what? I agree with you. It is very empowering because for so long we were told that we have to conform. And it's like the law of attraction and The Secret came out and saying, you can create your own life. You don't have to conform to what society thinks. You can do it. the way that makes you happy. And you're right. I agree. The Secret was a huge teaser to bring people in. But yeah. you know, you've been doing it for so long. It goes way beyond the material things, don't you think?
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, the years that I've been doing it, is actually I've realized that the fundamental point for myself on my journey is my feelings, my vibrations that I'm sending out into the universe. And it's mostly my personal journey. And although it's, yes, your thoughts become things and, you know, ask and you shall receive, it's not so black and white. It goes deeper. And I think that's one of the fundamental points that I try to bring across with my clients as well. It's looking at how you feel and implementing it so deep into your life that you actually see beyond what is reality and you look further afield. And that, to me, is the grasp of the law of attraction. It's just so much more. The Secret, as you said, is the basis, but being able to feel it within you and being able to understand your emotions as well is a bigger picture to the law of attraction.
Yes, and it's not an overnight process. It takes literally years to be aware of your feelings and to actually figure out what you are doing so wrong. And that's where coaching really makes a difference, because sometimes the coach can see exactly what you are going through. And the person is so much into their own situation, their own environment, that they totally miss it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's really, as a coach, it's being able to take, to help them take their focus off the here and now, the reality that they see, and helping them open their eyes to what is unseen, which is very difficult for someone to do, especially if they're very used to seeing the way things are and saying, well, I've got this situation, how do I get out of it? But it's too big. It's too big. No, you know, nothing can help me. And it's trying to encourage them to say, actually, there is a way past that. You have to look beyond that. And it's, you know, it's trying to be their vision with them, walking them through that vision to be able for them to see that bigger picture.
Right, right. Oh, and I agree. It's kind of like you are helping them to change their perception of looking at something as well. You know, I've noticed that people, it's so easy for us, and I will say it's for me too, we tend to get stuck, and it's just almost impossible to see another way. Thank goodness, you know, I've been doing it long enough that I don't get stuck for that long.
Yeah.
But it's still, I mean, I'm still very much a human, as are you. But so our journey is actually allowing us to help identify with that person. And you need that separateness. It's really, coaching is fabulous for the law of attraction.
Yeah, and I think also one of the elements to being able to coach someone, especially if they're in a negative place, is to be able to, as you said, like almost separate yourself from their situation so that you can actually motivate them and help them. Because if you get pulled in to talk about all the negative stuff and base the whole session the situation, you become negative and you're almost pulled into that vibration that you've got nothing left to offer them to pull them out, almost. You know, you haven't got the rope to pull them out of the well. So you've got to be able to maintain your alignment to the universe in order for it to be effective. Otherwise, you know, basically you're not good for them. So it really is about being able to be in alignment with the universe, what you want first, before actually saying, you know, I'm here as your coach, you know, come and speak to me and let's work on this. So I did really have to be in my core alignment. Before I deal with any clients, I always make sure that I'm in alignment with my, you know, with the universe, and being able to say, yes, this is who I am, and therefore I can come out and reach to my clients and help them.
Yes, and that's a very good point, because here's the difference between psychotherapy and the professional mental attitude, and they like to address the negative and keep on working on the negative. And that's where the law of attraction is different. We stay away from that. We choose to get them to see the positive side of things and to change their perception. But it's like the professional industry of psychotherapy, and there's many, many law of attraction psychotherapists, and they're fabulous. But they do know that the longer they stay in that negative, it actually keeps that person into that state, and it actually makes them want more. That's how they get their payoff, is by talking about the negative. And so the law of attraction and the coaches will actually not let them stay there, pushes them out of it, chooses to reframe their thinking. And that's what really, I think, separates the professionals from the law of attraction coaches. It's very important distinction.
Definitely. And I think also one of the things that I always notice when I'm coaching people, we can start off on a, you know, the client can come in and be, you know, upset about a situation, and at the, you know, midway to the end, it's like they're a completely different person. And I feel that adrenaline rush myself, and it's like, you know, I leave on a high note that session. So, you know, we gain, as coaches, we gain something as well. That client then ends up sharing their positive vibration with us, mm-hmm. because it becomes almost a sharing aspect instead of I'm your coach, you're my client, so to speak. So, you know, and I think being able to make that transition in the session is, I think, a fundamental point, excuse me, that law of attraction coaches do have.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you had training. Where did you go to get your training for to be a coach?
Well, I qualified as a life coach in 2003 with a life coaching school in the UK. But as a law of attraction coach, it was very difficult to find a training establishment in the UK that would actually certify for law of attraction. So I actually trained with Joe Vitale and Steve Jones, who's a hypnotherapist, with their Global Sciences Foundation. So that was the way that I could actually get my Law of Attraction certificate and good to go and actually do the Law of Attraction coaching. But since then, I've done sort of like a few various extra coaching sessions to kind of build up on that, so that I'm actually getting the practical sessions and actually having had a law of attraction coach myself to build up on that. Because I feel as a coach, you're always learning. You never stop learning. There's always something new, something exciting, especially with the law of attraction. So that keeps me on my toes.
Yes, it's an ever-expanding topic. What we knew years ago has now expanded to a whole nother level. And it's really incredible. As a matter of fact, you mentioned Joe Vitale, and I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He came on my show, 8 years ago, and he is a totally different person from when he first did my show. He's totally different. Spiritually, he has grown to new leaps and bounds. And it's really amazing. Before, you know, it was pretty much about the materialism. And he literally has gone to a different level spiritually. He is just a beautiful, beautiful person. And that is fantastic. And I've noticed that with a lot of the other people, like Greg Braden, who's a scientist, by golly. But he is so spiritual. So that's what I think. Once you get into the law of attraction, the only way to go is to be more spiritual.
Yeah. No, it is. And I find that having trained as a life coach and although I love coaching people, I actually found that I was always pulling on the practical hat, you know, and thinking, okay, when I go into a session, I have to make sure I've covered this and you know, think about the models that I've learnt, which is all great. But when I became a law of attraction coach, it almost is, it's like you become an almost, you know, you. The whole session is very spiritual, it's very holistic, it just flows. And I find that it's not so much energy, it's not so much brain power that I need to be able to get an effective coaching session. It just flows naturally through me because it's something that I resonate with and that it's part of my life, and it just kind of like it does become a whole spiritual experience. And you know what you're saying about Joe Vitale is absolutely right. It does transition you to become a more relaxed, free spirit person and not so much materialistic or I have to do this to get this, you know.
Right,
you do become relaxed.
It's like a person develops more of a trust that everything is going to work out perfectly the way it's supposed to anyway, so why waste the energy worrying?
Yeah, it's true. And also I think it's an element of that, again, you're not trusting anyone else, you're trusting yourself. Mm. You know, and that's a big empowerment, that's a big relaxation factor to me. It's like, you know, if I want to do this, I can do this. If I don't, I can walk away. And that just takes away so much pressure, so much of the fact of I should do this and I should do that. And I think that's what makes us more relaxed, is that we know we're just reliant on ourselves and we answer to ourselves. And I think that makes, once you make that transition, it's like this weight is off your shoulder.
Right. Life just becomes much easier. So yeah. What do you think is the common misperception or the misconception that people make when they first come into the law of attraction?
I think definitely it's many of us think very black and white. We think, you know, when we first hear about law of attraction, we're like, especially, okay, so you're saying to me that if I want this to happen, I can make it happen. And you're like, yes, you can. So for example, someone could say, well, if I concentrate hard enough, I'm at work, I concentrate hard enough, I can make time go by so quickly that I'm out the door within 5 minutes. And you're like, well, actually there's a lot more to it, but that's the initial misconception. It's like people think about the law of attraction with the practical hat being it's black and white, what they see, they have to see it to believe it. Mm. And it goes deeper than that. When you come to law of attraction, first of all, you kind of look for the manifestations, but once you start realizing that there's a whole deeper ground to it, that it's more spiritual, that it's more about trusting in yourself, trusting what is in the unseen, and still being able to walk with that, then it becomes even more real. So I think definitely it's about not having the right frame of mind to begin with to look at the law of attraction as it really is as a whole. But also at the same time, I do think that many of us, it's almost that we're afraid to be given that power. Mm. I think. And I think that some of us would prefer to give someone else the power so that maybe they can say, oh, well, it wasn't my fault, then actually take that power and make themselves a success. Does that make sense, Jules?
Oh, yes, yes, I agree with you. It's so easy. You know, perpetual victims, it's just too easy not to take responsibility for ourselves. And that's the whole thing with the law of attraction. We have to start first. And I remember Joe saying this, the first thing that you have to do is take responsibility for your actions, for your thoughts, for your words. You have to, because if you don't take that first step, you're not going to go anywhere with the law of attraction. You are going to live life by default. And that's what the big message with the law of attraction is. Like you said, we can create our reality. We don't have to live life by default. So I think that is really, really important to take personal responsibility. Do you find that people are afraid to ask for material things? Because it's not bad, but can people take that to the extreme?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of experience where I've, you know, when I've run workshops or one-to-one sessions, and I do an exercise where I say to people, I want you to write down what you want from life. And I say to them, and I want you to totally think out of the box. Anything you want from life, whatever it is, put it down. And the feedback that I always get is people always kind of stay safe. They kind of stick to, they kind of stick to the necessities of life. Instead of saying, I want the car, I want the, you know, the mansion, the big house, and I want to be a millionaire, they almost see that it's too big for them to have, and they're not allowed to have it. And when I coach them and actually say, well, you can have it, you know, you can really have it, and it's almost like they become a childlike quality comes about them, because then they're like, you mean if I really practice this, I can have the materialistic, you know, the material life. It's something that I can possess. I can have that flash car. And it's like, yes, you can. And I feel that we often feel that it's wrong to have material things. And it's something that's baffled me. Because at the same time, I mean, it's nice to travel in luxury. It's nice to have those expensive items if you want them, because to me they're like your treats in life. You know, they're little things that, you know, if you've put things, you know, if you've worked hard in your business, and there's no reason why you can't have the reward. And the car that you want is more expensive than, you know, another car, then there's no reason why you can't have it. And I think we get afraid to almost reward ourselves. We wonder what other people are going to think. You know, is it a bad thing to have a big house, you know, to want the big house? You know, should I just stay safe and say, I want an apartment, and that's it, and then see how it goes from there? And I'm very much someone who says, think big. If you want the big things, you can have the big things. This is how you do it. But, you know, yes, you can start off small and go big, or you can go for the big stuff. But it depends on who you are and how you maneuver in that direction. But don't stop yourself from wanting the big things. And I think we're too quick to place limits on ourselves because of what other people will say. I do think that's an element of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. The material things will actually, when you bring them into your life, it's like proof positive that the law of attraction works.
Yeah.
So they're using that initially to show them. And then what I think is that people stop the wanting the material things after a while because they finally see that life is really just a hologram. You can do whatever you want. So your focus then changes from the material to the just being plain happy. Regardless, yeah. So it's really amazing, but you have to go through that materialistic stage. You have to, in order to really believe in the law of attraction.
Yeah, and I also think it's almost a training ground as well.
Right.
Because it's like, well, it's, you know, having the material things in life, they're almost like a stage that you go through that, you know, if I can achieve that, then, you know, I know that I can achieve so much. So it's almost like people won't go there because they don't think they can achieve that. And it's right. almost, as you said, you kind of have to in order to maybe expand your mind even further, that you can say actually it can be expanded. This is what I've got so far from just going with the law of attraction, and I know I can reach so much more. And going back to what we were talking about, the whole being comfortable with yourself and being relaxed and being more spiritual, you gain that and you realize that all those things, all those material things, they're great and stuff, but really it's just the true essence of you and your true happiness that really sets the seal on things. And sometimes these things are the visual things that kind of keep you going to realize, actually, yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah, I agree. It's really amazing that the stages that a person goes through with the law of attraction. And it's just, like I said, it's not an overnight thing. It's just you grow in it and you expand with it. It's like ever evolving. And as a person, they're ever evolving as well. Even our brains are evolving into a new brain. So it's really fascinating that we don't stop, we just keep on evolving. And that's what makes the law of attraction more fun today for me than it was all those years ago.
Yeah, and I think also if we get into a stage in our life where we stop evolving and where we just like, yes, I'm happy with everything, and I, you know, there's nothing else that I need, you know, it is. We find that we almost become stagnant, and we can get bored with life, right. And we want more. And I think it's important to be excited. It's important to anticipate something new. And so that's why the whole, you know, we are constantly evolving, because it never stops. This journey will always continue, and there'll always be a new experience that we want to experience, because that's what life is about. Life is about the whole experience and going out there. You know, you'll meet someone, you'll talk to someone, that person will leave something with you, you know, a thought or an idea, and you'll take that and you'll say, I'd like to try that, and then you'll go and you want to pursue that. Or you go, you know, I love to travel, and I believe it's important to actually go out there and meet, you know, go out into the world and see what the different cultures are like, mm-hmm. as well, because it's all about experience, and we never stop wanting more. But at the same time, you know, we've got to allow ourselves to think big. We've got to allow ourselves to go past the limits and want more for ourselves, because that's also a sign of how much we love ourselves, that we want to, you know, embrace the world. We want to embrace life and just milk it for everything that it has, because it's such a wonderful thing being alive. And, you know, and I think that we should do it all the more and allow ourselves to, you know, to keep on evolving and not stop.
You know, yeah, I agree. When I start getting bored because everything is going too smoothly, the universe likes to shake things up for me. And when they shake it up, it's like, okay, I've got to do this now. So it's like, okay, never get too comfortable. But every time something like that happens, it's just another step in the involvement. So to say that I get to, and I've been doing this for so long, but I get to a place where everything is perfect. Yeah, I'll get to that, but it doesn't last all that long.
Yeah. But
Because
also,
it's not supposed to. It's not supposed to. If it did,
yeah.
there would be no reason to live. You're
Exactly.
here to evolve. And so I know people will often say to themselves, why me? Why is this happening? It shouldn't be happening. But then after a while, you turn around and going, oh my God, I'm so glad that happened.
Yeah. Well, I also think that the feeling of boredom to me shows like also a misalignment with who we really are, and that there's something within us. We're getting that restless feeling, and that's to me where the feeling of boredom comes, is because it's the clash between the restless feeling of your inner soul saying, I want more, I want more, and you're kind of you're actually pulling the stop on it, saying, okay, is this it? And you question it, and it's like let's join the two, and once the two are joined, then the I want more gets excited, and you just go with it, and that's when you start venturing out and starting to deal with whatever's happening and get this new lease of life.
Oh yeah, I agree. I agree. Well said. So let's talk about the upcoming holidays. And people tend to get depressed this time of year, either through grief of missing someone, or they're feeling alone, or they haven't found their soulmate, or they are financially in trouble. So what do you recommend to people to get back into their well-being during this time?
Having sort of worked with people who have had sort of mental health issues, anxiety and depression being the main contributors, I tend to what I look to do is really get them in touch with who they are, to get them to find their inner joy, their inner peace. So to basically find out what is it about themselves that they love, what is it about themselves that they enjoy doing, getting them in touch with that feeling of that last time when they were actually having fun, that get them in touch with the good things that they have done in their life, so their achievements. And I spend a lot of sessions actually focusing on, let's look at your achievements, what have you done, let's look at you as a person, where who are you in terms of really taking them away from the situation and getting them to be looking more closer to home, looking at them as a person. And also, what I like to do is incorporate visualization. I'm very much a firm believer in visualization and getting them to think about themselves out of this situation. So think about also where they want to go, seeing themselves in a brighter light, and working with them through meditation techniques and getting them to see where they want to go. And it's really a case, if I'm to explain it right, it's really a case of taking the focus away from the problem as much as possible, and giving them a focus that there is a light, and that they are the light. They are the one that can move away from this, because they've got so much strength from past things that they've done, but also that the vision that they have can be theirs, but they have to hold on to that vision. And I feel that sometimes why I set the future mark and why I set the visualization mode is because I like to then work backwards from that, to fill in the gaps from that, and to show them, let's keep that and let's work towards that. So they feel that they're walking towards something more positive than focusing on the other areas. It is a lot more detailed. It's a lot more taking time out for them, and but at the same time remembering that if we dwell on the situation, on the negative situation, we both get pulled in. So my aim is always to make sure that they have that positive aspect of something to look forward to, because unless you feel you've got something to look forward to, it's very easy to give up.
You're right. So what you're doing is making them see their magnificent self, and that in turn helps them to go beyond their current situation to see a magnificent future. So, and that's so important. You know, I've got one prescription that is really pretty easy during this holiday season when people feel depressed and sad and everything. There is a really fast cure, and that is go help somebody. Go serve. Get outside of yourself and be of service to someone else. And that's an immediate vibrational shift that will make the person think, wow, there is a situation that is worse than mine that I have just been able to help. And doing that, it's immediate. Even if it means you're driving down the street and you see a homeless person, you go to the grocery store and give that homeless person some food. And look and see how much better you feel because you did that act of kindness. Not only did you lighten up that other person's life, but you just changed yours vibrational shift. I mean, it's huge. So that's one of the fastest ways. Now, if people can do that throughout the holidays, they will notice that without even looking at themselves, they are helping others. And you know what, Rita, you love coaching because you're able to help people shift to a better place. I love being a hypnotherapist because I can do the same thing. I love my show because I can help people shift. It's a this world is about serving and getting outside of yourself. So if you really truly want to be happy and healthy and really enjoy life, it's all about what can I do to serve you instead of saying to the universe, what can you serve me with?
Yeah, it is. And it's again, by doing that as well, you're taking the focus away from the particular situation. You're almost giving that situation a break and saying, okay, I need to do something else. I just need to be, and as you said, to give. So it is, you're taking that focus away, which again, if in terms of the law of attraction, you're not creating that negative vibe constantly. You've actually changed that vibe into something positive, which will reflect positive vibes back to you. So it can only be good for you. So it goes hand in hand.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, they always say what you are lacking is in, you should be giving out. So if you're lacking finances, the first thing you need to do is give money to something. Give money to that homeless person, give money to that church, to that organization, or do the dollar a day and just leave a dollar in the grocery store for somebody to find. That is whatever you are lacking. If you're lacking in love, then the first thing you've got to do is give love.
And also, obviously, going back to the fundamentals of law of attraction, when you're giving, you're giving your money, you're not focused on the lack of, because many of us, if we come from the state of I'm lacking this, I'm lacking that, and we hold on tight, thinking I can't give anything because I'm lacking it. You're not walking in faith to be able to say, you've said to the universe, I would like money, I need more money. and then you actually hold on to it and you're not freely giving, then you're not walking in faith and you're not actually trusting in the universe. But by giving, by saying, you know, I want to give, you know, to the homeless person, I want to give to this charity or that charity or help out, then you're actually showing that you're not coming from a place of lack, that you're actually coming from a place of I have and I want to give. And again, that's another positive aspect, that's another good thing that you're sending out, it's another good vibration you're sending out. So it all kind of goes hand in hand when you really look at it. It's like this one big circle of vibrations of, you know, giving out and getting back, and, you know, and pulling out the positive, you know, the vibrations out there, and believing your beliefs come from your actions as well. And it just all goes hand in hand, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And oh my goodness, I'm so grateful that I found out about the law of attraction. I am so grateful. And I am testament that it really has changed my life dramatically compared to where I was to where I am today. Oh my goodness. So it's during this holiday season, oh my gosh, I'm just so glad to be experiencing this. And I'm so glad that you could come on the show today and talk about these important subjects before the holidays, because I think it's really important for people to get a firm grasp into their own power to create the life that they want. And I think that by having you on the show, you have just shown people some great techniques. And I want to also tell people how they can get a hold of you. Your website, is it on, how do they get a hold of you?
My website is www.coachrita.com. I'll say it again, I always get tongue-tied with my own website. It's www.coachrita.co.uk. And on there, I've got the various, basically a little bit about me, the various packages that I offer. And thankfully, I'm so thankful that I'm managing to do a retreat in Greece this coming year. So for 2015, we're looking to do a holistic retreat on the lovely island of Corfu. So I'm excited about that.
Oh,
so.
How fun. How fun. How long is that retreat?
That's going to be for 7 nights, and it's going to consist of yoga, massage therapy, meditation, visualization, law of attraction coaching. It's going to, the works, but also, you know, some well-earned rest and relaxation in the sun. I think sometimes just coming out of your environment and going into a different country and having, you know, the spiritual side of it as well, I think just is something that we all need. So I'm glad to be able to put this on for people.
How wonderful. That sounds terrific. when is that? That's
The retreat will be in June 2015.
Okay. And it's on your site?
It's on my website, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and coming on. And I have learned that you are going to have an article in the next Science Behind the Law of Attraction magazine. So I'm looking forward to reading that.
Yeah, I am. It's going to be about relationships. I thought, you know, Valentine's Day will be coming up, so it's like, what better way to do it than let's look at relationships and look at the law of attraction in effect with relationships. So I'm looking forward to that out. I just thank you, Jules, for the opportunity that you've given me to speak to your listeners out there. It's been a great show.
Well, thank you. You know, I do want to let everybody know that we have firmed up that Greg Braden is going to be on the cover of the next magazine. So it's going to be so much fun. But it's going to be about the science and the heart and love and romance. So it's amazing how all of those figure in together, and it's perfect for our February issue. So I'm really looking forward to working on it and getting things going with it. So thank you, Coach Rita. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Jules, and thank you for having me. And I'd just like to wish all your listeners a Merry Christmas from the UK.
You got it, and a Merry Christmas to everyone in Europe, too. So thank you. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a great week ahead. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.